Welcome to Word with You. It's Pastor Eric, and it's again a joy to be with you. As a young boy growing up, it was not uncommon for my late mum to sometimes say to me, "I wish you'd grow up. I wish you'd be more mature." Well, I've got a few thoughts on maturity I'd like to share with you today. And in Mark chapter 8, verses 31 through 33, Jesus is speaking and he's telling them that the Son of Man would suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, and he would be killed ultimately. And Peter, of course, you know, he rebukes Jesus and he says, no, that can't happen. And Jesus says to him, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for you are thinking about the things of men and not the things of God." Wow, what a rebuke. Kind of sounds like Jesus was saying to Peter, "Peter, grow up. It's time to see things differently. Can't keep seeing them in your old immature way." Well, here's a few thoughts. Jesus is telling them he's going to suffer and die. They don't believe it. Well, it didn't fit in their agenda. They had another agenda. But Jesus, I don't know about if you know this, but oftentimes he doesn't quite fit into our agenda because his ways are higher than ours. So the first thing is a move of God does not cease to be a move of God simply because you don't understand it or because it doesn't fit into your agenda. We need to have insight to see when God is at work. So when God is at work, it may not necessarily make logical sense. The key is not to try and change what God wants to do, but rather align ourselves with what God wants to do. And that requires faith. What was Peter really thinking about? Perhaps he was thinking more of himself than he was of Jesus. What would he do if Jesus is suddenly gone? How's he going to make it? You know, what will be his life? I mean, he's grown to love Jesus and now he's going to be on his own and Jesus is going to leave them. Oh no. So his agenda suddenly is going to have quite a knock to it. And so perhaps Peter was a little bit self-focused then. Maybe that's why Jesus had to rebuke him, because he was thinking about himself more than he was thinking about God's agenda. Doesn't that happen to us so often? We find ourselves, instead of thinking of what God is doing, we're thinking about how it's going to affect us. We want new people to come into the church, but then, oh my goodness, what a challenge that's going to be. And so sometimes we are reluctant to follow what God is doing. You see, maturity comes by stretching. That's how we become mature. We get stretched emotionally, intellectually, and suddenly we find ourselves, if we respond well, our faith increases. If we respond well, our emotions get stronger. If we respond well, our understanding deepens, and we mature. And maturity really is about taking responsibility. Well, when we face situations that cause us to be stretched, may I encourage you just for a moment to think about this. This is a maturity moment. It's a time for you to grow. God wants to mature you. God wants to stretch you. Yes, just like Peter, he couldn't understand what Jesus was saying. But if only he'd understood a few things. The first thing is that God knows when you are ready for maturity. So he'll not allow it to come to you before you're ready. The next thing is that with these stretching moments comes in, it means we are being prepared for increased capacity. The next thing is that these maturity moments help us to become more effective. Our faith is strengthened. It's a preparation for greater things. And I love this. The stretching will not break you. God will never put you in a stretching situation to break you. It's always to make you, to shape you, and to do what's best for you. Well, we have two choices when we face these challenging situations that stretch us. Either we can look at it from personal interest, that's our agenda, or number two, we can look at it and recognize God's agenda and line ourselves up with his agenda. And so then we will become a mature people. Let's pray. Blessed Lord Jesus, help us to be aware of when you are at work, so that we can line ourselves up with your agenda, that you can shape us and make us more mature. For Jesus' sake, amen.